Now I'm going to explain about bladder delaying exercises. This is particularly useful for people who have irritable bladder symptoms, things such as urgency, the need to go to the toilet frequently, or waking up at night often as well. A normal bladder habit is that you will pass urine less than 10 times a day and once only, not or once only overnight. So this advice is for people who are passing urine more frequently than that. In the first instance, it's a four-point plan. So the first point of the four-point plan is to practice bladder delaying. A normal healthy bladder should not empty within 3 hours of when you last went. And if you do measure the volume, you should be able to pass 400 mils. That's considered normal. So bladder delaying is a process where it's a little mini battle. It's a battle between you and the wristwatch versus the wayward bladder. So you set time goals from the wristwatch. And most people should be able to have to start with a two-hour gap and then work up over a couple of days to having the three-hour gap. Now, the second point, which is also very important, is to have a normal fluid intake. If you're drinking too much, you're not going to be able to delay to do the bladder delaying exercises. So what is a normal intake? A normal intake is 6 to 8 glasses of fluid a day. Now, that's not just water, that's everything that's of liquid form. And I like you to drink with a glass every 2 to 3 hours and not to drink two glasses at once and not to sip. Sipping is something a lot of people like to do with the sports, you know, if they go to the gym, that sort of thing. But with irritable bladder, I really don't want you to be sipping. I want you to have a glass every 2 to 3 hours as discrete episodes. The third point, coffee, I hate to tell you this, coffee is not good for the bladder. And a lot of people with irritable bladder are really drinking way too much coffee. I recommend 1 glass or 0 glasses a day, and that includes coffee, Coke or Diet Coke or the Pepsi equivalent. You can substitute and have tea or decaf, that's okay. The fourth strategy, now this isn't for everybody, but in my practice, if you're having difficulty with the bladder, I do prescribe an anticholinergic medication to relieve the intensity of the bladder spasm. And the most common one is a drug called oxybutynin or ditropan, and I prescribe that as half a tablet morning and night. This is reserved for more severe bladder conditions. The time frame to trial this treatment is 3 months, and if after 3 months there's been no improvement, you really should be seeing your GP or a specialist for discussion about further treatments. I hope this is of assistance. Thank you.